This will be the order of baptism. We're going to have Alexis Kurian, followed by Ashley Kurian, and their father, George, will be doing the baptizing. And then we have our brother, Gerardo Rojas, and many of you who have met Gerardo, he also did an excellent job cooking for us at the chapel Christmas dinner. You might notice that Gerardo has gotten a fresh haircut for the baptism today. So probably because he doesn't want to use a blow dryer, I don't know. We'll have Ismael Maldonado doing the baptizing. Rachel Maldonado will follow Gerardo. And then we have Jaslyn Lopez, and Jaslyn is going to be baptized by her father, Samir. Jaslyn was the first individual who approached the elders and asked if she could be baptized. And although she is not the first one going into the water, she's an impressive young lady, and we appreciate her testimony. Luisa Hidalgo is also going to be baptized this morning. And many of us have only recently met Luisa, but she also has a very precious testimony. And, you know, she and her parents are quite an asset to the assembly. Her father, Gerardo, will be baptizing Luisa this morning. A couple of things that I would like to point out, first of all, is the individuals that are being baptized, and as you hear their testimony, that really is the sermon this morning. It really is the sermon. You know, like, there's not a whole lot of words that really need to be said, but I would ask all of you, as you see the different ones go into the baptismal tank, that you just really think about what baptism is all about, what it means. And for some who are here today, you may not have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may be saying, well, this is kind of strange. You know, like, why are these folks going in to get wet and they're popping up? Well, baptism really is a picture of the gospel. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And in doing that work of salvation, he went to the cross. And when he went on the cross, he paid the price for your sins and my sins. He paid the price for our sins. He was crucified. He was dead when he came off the cross. And so when you see the individual standing in the tank, you know, like, picture the Lord Jesus, you know, like, being crucified. And then he was dead, came off the cross, and he was buried. So you'll notice that the person being baptized is going to go underwater. We believe that baptism by immersion, you know, like, it depicts that being dead and buried. But what's beautiful about the Lord, and what we certainly know is true, he didn't stay dead. You know, like, the grave that he was put into is empty. It's an empty tomb. So just like those that are being baptized, they're not going to be held under so long where we're going to have to call 911 and have a rescue operation. You know, like, we demonstrate that as they pop up out of the water, that there is new life. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us new life. By faith, we put our faith and trust in him. I'd like to read a couple of things, and Eddie Dell said, I've asked him, and Eddie is a faithful brother, nice family, he's been part of Fair Bluff for many years. I'd like to read a verse, a couple of verses from Matthew, And Eddie will do a translation to help us and just make a couple of additional comments before we go and do the testimony reading and the baptizing. Matthew chapter 28, 18 and 20 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Eddie?
Versículo del 18 al 20, y dice así: "Y Jesús se acercó y les habló diciendo, toda potestad me es dada en el cielo y en la tierra. Por tanto, id y haced discípulos a todas las naciones, bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre y el Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, enseñándoles que guarden todas las cosas que os he mandado. Y he aquí, yo estoy con vosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo. Amén."
Okay. It's very important for everyone to understand that baptism is for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Es muy importante hacer nota y creer que el bautismo es para los creyentes en Cristo Jesús.
It is a public demonstration that a person has new life in Christ, that they have by faith put their trust in his saving work on the cross of Calvary.
Que es una demostración pública, ¿verdad?, al mundo de que ellos vienen ahora a ser obedientes al Señor.
Listen to this very carefully. Baptism doesn't save anyone.
Escuche cuidadosamente. El bautismo no salva a nadie.
You must understand, as I deviate a moment, you must understand that all of these people being baptized have already put their faith and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
Debe de entender que antes que nada, todas estas personas que se están bautizando hoy ya pusieron su fe anteriormente en el único y salvador de su alma, el Señor Jesucristo.
If an unbeliever were to go into the tank of water, they will get wet, but they don't come up now saved just because they were baptized.
Si una persona no creyente entra al tanque del bautismo, se va a mojar todo, pero va a salir de ahí siendo nada más mojado.
So baptism is an outward expression of a changed life now that they have decided to follow Jesus, to be his disciple.
Así que el bautismo es una expresión al mundo de que ahora están listos para seguir al Señor Jesús, al Señor Jesucristo.
To wrap this up quite simply, I would say this: you find that in the New Testament, people trusted the Lord and were baptized.
Entonces, para terminar con esto, usted encontrará en el Nuevo Testamento que las personas confiaban en el Señor y luego eran bautizadas.
Baptism is an act of confession.
Es un acto de confesión.
When Gerardo goes into the tank of baptism, he is declaring that he has already received new life in Christ.
Cuando Gerardo entre al agua, él estará declarando de que él ya ha sido salvado y que tiene una nueva vida en Cristo.
And that's the same for Alexis.
Lo mismo para Alexis.
Ashley.
Rachel.
Jaslyn. And Luisa.
Y Luisa.
They already belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and are totally saved.
Ellos ya pertenecen al Señor Jesucristo y son totalmente salvas.
So baptism now becomes, it's an act also of identification.
También el bautismo es un acto de identificación.
In front of all of you who are witnessing this morning, they are identifying themselves that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ante todos ustedes este día, ellos están bautizando para mostrarles de que ahora son seguidores del Señor Jesucristo, que le pertenecen al Señor Jesucristo.
They have died with Christ and they have risen with new life.
Que han muerto, sorry, que they have.
They have already died to their old self and they have raised, they're rising with Christ with new life.
Que ellos, verdad, mueren a su vida pasada y que ahora son levantados con el Señor Jesucristo en una vida nueva.
So this, by the very act of what they're doing today, it's an also an act of proclamation. They are proclaiming the gospel by what they are doing.
Lo que están haciendo hoy también es un acto de proclamación. Están proclamando con lo que están haciendo.
And they are also showing their obedience to what the Lord Jesus wants his followers to do.
Y también un acto de obediencia de lo que el Señor Jesucristo quiere que sus seguidores hagan.
Okay, so give thanks for this message that you'll be seeing pretty graphically this morning.
Así que demos gracias a Dios por el mensaje que estamos viendo esta mañana gráficamente.
Okay, the baptism is going to begin. I'll just let you know that our able-bodied song leader is going to take over the meeting from here. You'll hear testimonies both in English, and then Eddie will read their testimony in Spanish. They'll be baptized. There'll be some music, so there'll be some splashing and singing this morning while this is going on, and this is what you need to see, and praise the Lord for their faithfulness.
What we'll be doing is, if I'd like to ask each of you to turn to hymn number 460 and just keep your finger in that page. And when there are breaks between the baptisms, we'll sing a verse of the hymn. But we're going to do 460, 461, and if we need to, 462. So they're right close by.
Vamos a abrir los himnarios en el himno 460, 461 y 462, tal vez, dependiendo cuánto tiempo nos lleve en el tiempo del bautismo.
Okay, so while we're waiting for Alexis to enter the baptismal pool, let's begin by singing the first verse of All the Way My Savior Leads Me, 460.
460, el primer versículo.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can First person to be baptized is Alexis Curian, and she will be baptized by her father, George. And her testimony reads thus. My name is Alexis Curian. I was blessed to be born and raised into a Christian home. I went to church every Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday evening. I attended Sunday school, VBS, and I was sent to a private school, so religion felt like a chore to me. I was saved at a young age, but I felt like I wasn't ready for baptism at that time because I was rebellious, and I wanted to experience the world and what it had to offer. But through it all, my mother was there for me every step of the way with what I used to call lectures. Prayers and teachings, she chose to be a mother first and a friend second. She was never afraid to call me out on my actions, and she never sugarcoated anything. She became my best friend, which prevented me from crossing major boundaries because the only thing I feared in life was hurting her. She knew how I was, so she held me back from moving out of the house when I first started college, because she knew what I was capable of, and she was protecting me. 2018 to 2020 was a turning point for me. My mom's health started to decline. The pandemic struck, and I lost a very important job offer. I watched the person that I cared about most in this world slowly lose her independence, and the position that I worked so hard for 2 years was now gone. But through this, I remembered my mom's words saying, You can run and hide, but one day God will catch you, and that'll be the day you wish you never disobeyed him all these times, end quote. It made me realize that in life, we may have many plans, goals, and dreams, but in the end, it's always God's will be done. I was finally ready to take the next step in my salvation and get baptized. I am utterly grateful for God's protection throughout my rebellious life. I am also thankful for all the tears that were shed and the unwavering prayers on my behalf by my parents, grandparents, and family. Please pray for me as I choose to live for him. Alexis Curran.
So, el primer bautismo es de Alexis Curran y va a ser bautizada por su padre, George Curran, y su testimonio dice así. Mi nombre es Alexis Curran y tuve la bendición de haber nacido y crecer en un hogar cristiano. Iba a la iglesia todos los domingos por la mañana, los domingos por la tarde y los miércoles por la noche. Asistí a la escuela dominical, a la BBS, y me enviaron a un colegio privado, por lo que la religión me parecía un fastidio. Fui salva a una edad corta, pero no sentí que estaba lista para el bautismo en ese momento, porque era rebelde y quería experimentar el mundo y lo que tenía que ofrecerme. Pero a través de todo esto, mi madre estuvo allí para mí en cada paso del camino con lo que yo solía llamar sermones, oraciones y enseñanzas. Eligió ser primero una madre, después una amiga. Nunca tuvo el miedo de llamarme la atención sobre mis acciones y nunca endulzó nada. Se convirtió en mi mejor amiga, algo que me impidió ir por caminos no recomendables, por lo que lo único que temía en la vida era hacerle daño. Ella sabía cómo era yo, así que me impidió mudarme de casa cuando empecé la universidad, porque sabía de lo que yo era capaz y me estaba protegiendo. El 2018 y 2020 fue un periodo crucial para mí. La salud de mi madre empezó a deteriorarse. La pandemia me golpeó y perdí una oferta de trabajo muy importante. Vi a la persona que más me importaba en este mundo perder lentamente su independencia, y el puesto por el que luché tan duro durante 2 años ya no estaba. Pero a través de esto, recordé las palabras de mi madre que decían, puedes correr y esconderte, pero un día Dios te atrapará y será el día en que desearás no haberle desobedecido todas estas veces. Me hizo darme cuenta de que en la vida podemos tener muchos planes, metas y sueños, pero al final siempre será la voluntad de Dios. Por fin estaba preparada para dar el siguiente paso en mi salvación, bautizarme. Estoy totalmente agradecida con Dios por la protección de Dios a lo largo de mi vida rebelde. También estoy agradecida por todas las lágrimas derramadas por las oraciones sin cesar en mi favor de mis padres, abuelos y familia. Por favor, oren por mí mientras elijo vivir para Él. Alexis Kirchner.
Alexis, have you accepted Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? Yes. Based on your testimony, I baptize you in the name of
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Next will be Ashley Curran, and her testimony reads thus. My name is Ashley Curran. I am thankful and blessed to be born into a Christian home. I grew up going to church. For my schooling, my parents sent me to a Christian school. The school also had Awana on Wednesday, so I started going to that. I loved memorizing verses and learning new songs. Because I was surrounded by the Word of God and the people that love God, I always thought that the world was a perfect place. Last year, I was homeschooled because of COVID. I didn't like that because I missed my friends, teachers, and going to school. This year, I learned a lot in history class and realized that the world is full of evil and sin. I decided I didn't want to live in this world without God. I knew I may not have a perfect world, a world here on earth, but I will have one later if I become a child of God. So I started asking more and more questions. On December 10th, 2021, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior and decided to get baptized. I know I will have many struggles and challenges while I live in this world, but I pray that God will give me the wisdom and knowledge to overcome that and live for Him. Please pray for me as I grow in the Lord.
El segundo bautismo es de Ashley Curran, también bautizada por su padre, George Curran. Mi nombre es Ashley Curran, y estoy agradecida y bendecida por haber nacido en un hogar cristiano. Crecí yendo a la iglesia. Para mi educación, mis padres me enviaron a un colegio cristiano. El colegio también tenía Awana, los miércoles. Así que empecé a ir, me encantaba memorizar versículos y aprender nuevas canciones, porque estaba rodeada de la palabra de Dios y de la gente que ama a Dios. Siempre pensé que el mundo era un lugar perfecto. El año pasado hice homeschool debido al COVID. No me gustó porque echaba de menos a mis amigos, y a los profesores, y al colegio. Este año aprendí mucho en la casa, de historia, y me di cuenta que el mundo está lleno de maldad y pecado. Decidí que no quería vivir en ese mundo, sin Dios. Supe que tal vez no tenga un mundo perfecto aquí en esta tierra, pero lo tendré más adelante si me convierto en una hija de Dios. Así que empecé a hacer más preguntas y más preguntas. El 10 de diciembre del año 2021 acepté al Señor Jesús como mi Salvador personal y decidí bautizarme. Sé que tendré muchas luchas y desafíos mientras viva en este mundo, pero oro para que Dios me dé la sabiduría y el conocimiento para superar eso y vivir para Él. Por favor, oren por mí mientras crezco en el Señor. Ashley Curran.
Ashley, have you accepted Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? Yes. Yes. Because of your testimony. Thank you for your testimony, and I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
While we're preparing for the next one, let's sing the first verse of 461, He Leadeth Me.
El himno 461, mientras se preparan para el siguiente bautismo.
Geraldo Rojas is our next person to be baptized, and his testimony reads, Good morning. I am really very grateful to God for giving me the opportunity to be able to reach this moment because I firmly believe that this is the right path and that from God's hand, everything is possible. I fully trust that my best times are yet to come since this is a step that I should have taken a long time ago. I also give thanks every day for the opportunity to know the gospel that is like a spring of refreshing water for our spirit. I know that this is a very serious step, but I also trust that God will work in me, and every day He will help me to be a better person because it is my sincere desire to serve Him in the way He wants to use me as an instrument to attract more people to this truth. I know I have made many mistakes, but thanks to our Lord, I have been forgiven, and I fully believe that I am saved. I am saved, and I will work every day of my life to bring this message of salvation to every person in my family and to those people for whom God opens a door of opportunity. I have made this decision to be baptized to start a new life with our Lord. I thank each one of you, brothers and sisters, for participating in this gospel, and I trust that God has many things prepared for us. My greatest desire is to someday be able to come into His presence and see you all there. I ask for forgiveness from each person I have offended or made to feel bad. I know this is not an easy road, but I know it is the right one because God has put this desire in my heart to be part of this wonderful thing. I have no words to express the joy I feel in my heart. I thank each one of you and again thank my Heavenly Father because I know He has always been with me, even knowing that I was a sinner. Now I know He will restore me that every day I will grow spiritually, and that he will help me to be a better person. God bless you. Geraldo Rojas.
So el siguiente bautismo es de Gerardo Rojas, siendo bautizado por el hermano Ismael Maldonado, y su testimonio dice así: Buenos días. La verdad es que estoy muy agradecido con Dios por darme la oportunidad de poder llegar a este momento, porque creo firmemente que es el camino correcto y que de la mano de Dios todo es posible, y confío plenamente en que mis mejores tiempos están por venir, ya que este es un paso que tuve que haber dado hace mucho tiempo, y doy gracias cada día por la oportunidad de conocer este Evangelio, que es como un manantial de agua refrescante para nuestro espíritu. Sé que es un paso muy serio, pero también confío en que Dios obrará en mí y cada día me ayudará a ser una mejor persona, porque es mi más sincero deseo, el poder servirle de la forma que Él quiere, que me use como instrumento para poder atraer más personas a esta verdad. Sé que he cometido muchos errores, pero gracias a nuestro Señor he sido perdonado y creo plenamente que soy salvo. Soy salvo y trabajaré cada día de mi vida para poder llevar este mensaje de salvación a cada persona de mi familia y a todos los que Dios me dé la oportunidad. Y he tomado esta decisión de bautizarme para poder empezar una vida nueva de la mano de nuestro Señor. Gracias a cada uno de ustedes, hermanos y hermanas, por ser parte de este evangelio. Confío en Dios, en que Dios tiene muchas cosas preparadas para nosotros, y a mi mayor deseo es algún día el poder llegar a su presencia y verlos a todos ustedes ahí. Pido perdón a cada una de las personas que en algún momento ofendí e hice sentir mal. Sé que este no es un camino fácil, pero sé que es el correcto, ya que Dios ha puesto este deseo en mi corazón de poder ser parte de este tan maravilloso. No tengo palabras para expresar esta alegría que siento en mi corazón. Doy gracias a cada uno de ustedes nuevamente, gracias a mi Padre Celestial, porque sé que Él siempre ha estado conmigo, aún sabiendo que era un pecador, pero ahora sé que Él me restaurará cada día e iré creciendo espiritualmente, y eso me ayudará a ser una mejor persona. Dios les bendiga. Gerardo.
Gerardo Roja, ¿por qué querés ser bautizado?
Porque he creído en el Señor Jesucristo.
En base a tu fe, yo te bautizo en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, sepultado con Cristo y resucitado en vida nueva.
Our next person to be baptized is Rachel Maldonado. Rachel's testimony is this: I've been going to church since I was very little. I grew up with a loving and supporting family. I got saved when I was around 12 years old. I realized that I was a sinner and in desperate need of a savior. I remember that we were on the stairs of my house when I told my parents that I wanted to be saved. They prayed and I was saved. As I became older, I realized the power of God's grace. It made me desire to be a person who constantly pursued the Lord and His Word. The Christian life is not without its challenges, but we must never lose sight of what matters most. Christ is the most important thing, and His plans are far greater than mine. The Lord has reminded me faithfully through these 15 years, the Lord taught me to be patient and to be able to trust Him completely and not my power. I learned that I can always count on the Lord when I need Him. Rachel Maldonado.
La siguiente en bautizarse es Rachel Maldonado, bautizada por su padre Ismael Maldonado. Y su testimonio dice así: He estado asistiendo a la iglesia desde que era muy pequeña. Crecí con una familia amorosa y siempre me apoyaron. Fui salva cuando tenía alrededor de 12 años. Me di cuenta que era un pecador y que necesitaba desesperadamente un salvador. Recuerdo que estábamos en las escaleras de mi casa cuando les dije a mis padres que quería ser salva. Ellos oraron conmigo y fui salva. A medida que fui creciendo, me di cuenta del poder de la gracia de Dios. Me hizo desear ser una persona que busca constantemente al Señor en su palabra. La vida cristiana no está exenta de desafíos, pero nunca debemos perder de vista lo que más importa. Cristo, lo más importante, y sus planes son mucho más grandes que los míos. El Señor me ha estado fielmente a través de los últimos 15 años de mi vida. A través de estos 15 años, el Señor me ha enseñado a ser paciente y confiar plenamente que Él y no en Él y no en mis propias fuerzas. Aprendí que siempre puedo contar con el Señor cuando lo necesito. Rachel Maldonado.
Uno de los orgullos más grandes de un padre.
One of the greatest proudest that you can do as a father.
Es ver a nuestros hijos en el camino del Señor.
Is seeing our child on the way of the Lord.
Estaré siempre agradecido con el Señor eternamente.
I'll be always grateful eternally with my Father the Lord.
Porque son una de las cosas que jamás cambiaría por nada.
Because this is one of the things that I will never change for anything else.
Ese día que mi hija entregó su vida al Señor.
That day when my daughter gave herself to the Lord.
Llenó nuestro corazón de alegría.
Fulfill our heart with gratefulness and happiness.
Y ahora eso está dando testimonio a todos ustedes.
And now that is given to all of us, that testimony.
Rachel, ¿por qué quieres ser bautizada?
Porque no quería.
En base a tu fe y a tu confesión, yo te bautizo en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, sepultado con Cristo y resucitado en vida nueva.
I failed to mention that Gerardo was also baptized by Ismael, his father. The next one will be Jaslyn Lopez, being baptized by Samir Lopez, her father. Testimony is, on April 9th, 2020, I made the most important decision of my life. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my only Lord and Savior in my heart. Since I was little, my parents have instructed me in the way of the Lord by reading the Bible every day and memorizing verses. When I was 7 years old, one Sunday, a brother had preached on Nicodemus on the topic of being born again. One day of the week, I told my mom that I was a new creature, and she asked me, "Why did you say that?" And I told her, "Because I remembered the preaching that said about being born again." Then my mom explained to me what it meant, and that if I had accepted the Lord Jesus in my heart, I was born again and became a new creature. I didn't really know what she was explaining to me, but I said yes. Years passed, and if they asked for example in Sunday school class, "Are you saved?" I hesitated before saying yes because I didn't have that certainty. One Thursday, I woke up to find my mom reading the Bible at the table. We were talking and we came to the subject of salvation, and I began to tell my mother that I had not really accepted the Lord Jesus in my heart yet, and that I wanted to because now I understand what salvation is. We read various Bible verses about salvation and prayed. Now I am sure that neither height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now I am going to take the next step in obedience, get baptized to serve the Lord. Jaslyn Lopez.
El siguiente bautismo es de Jaslyn Lopez, bautizada por su padre, Samir Lopez. Y su testimonio dice así. El 9 de abril del 2020, yo hice la decisión más importante de mi vida. Acepté al Señor Jesucristo como mi único Salvador y Salvador de mi corazón. Desde pequeña, mis padres me han instruido en el camino del Señor, leyendo la Biblia todos los días y memorizando versículos. Cuando tenía 7 años, un domingo, un hermano había predicado sobre Nicodemo, en base a nacer de nuevo. Un día de la semana le dije a mi mamá que yo era una nueva criatura, y ella me preguntó, ¿por qué dices eso? Y yo le dije, porque me acordé de la predicación que decía sobre nacer de nuevo. Entonces mi mamá me explicó qué significaba, y que si yo había aceptado al Señor Jesús en mi corazón y había nacido de nuevo y me había convertido en una criatura nueva, yo en realidad no sabía lo que me estaba explicando, pero le dije que sí. Años pasaban, y si preguntaban, por ejemplo, en la clase dominical, ¿eres salva? Yo dudaba antes de decir que sí, porque no tenía esa certeza. Un jueves, yo me desperté y hallé a mi mamá leyendo la Biblia en la mesa. Estábamos hablando y llegamos al tema de la salvación, y empecé a decirle a mi mamá que yo, en realidad, todavía no había aceptado al Señor Jesús en mi corazón, y que quería, porque ahora sí entendía qué es la salvación. Leímos varias citas bíblicas sobre la salvación y oramos. Ahora sí tengo la seguridad que ni lo alto, ni lo profundo, ni ninguna otra cosa creada nos podrá separar del amor de Dios, que es en Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro. Ahora voy a tomar el siguiente paso en obediencia, bautizarme para servir al Señor. Jaslyn López Radley.
Before our last one, let's sing the third verse of 461, He Leadeth Me, the third verse.
Antes de que pase la siguiente, vamos a cantar el tercer versículo de ese himno que estábamos cantando.
Hidalgo will be baptized by her father, Gerardo Hidalgo. Oh, boy, my Spanish is really great. Hidalgo. You wouldn't believe I lived in Peru for 3 years, would you? Lisa writes, as many teenagers in my church, I was born in a Christian home. Something that played an important role in my life, that is how I understood that I was going to hell, was that my dad and mom used to read me the Bible every single night. So one day after the reading, I remember feeling scared of the destiny that was waiting for me. So when my father left my room, I prayed by myself and I received Jesus as my Savior. This was 10 years ago, and it hasn't been easy because being a Christian teenager is one of the hardest things that I have had to face day by day. But the Lord has always helped me to keep going. And now I'm ready to take this obedient step and not only honor the Lord with it, but also my parents and the congregation. Lisa Hidalgo.
So el siguiente bautismo es de Luisa Hidalgo, bautizada por su padre Gerardo Hidalgo. Como muchos jóvenes, nací en un hogar cristiano. Y algo que jugó un papel muy importante en mi vida y me hizo entender que iba al infierno fue que mi papá y mi mamá me leían la Biblia todas las noches. Así que un día, luego de leérmela, recuerdo estar preocupada por el destino que me esperaba. Así que cuando mi papá se fue de mi cuarto, oré sola al Señor y lo recibí en mi corazón como mi Salvador, hace aproximadamente 10 años. Y no ha sido fácil, pero creo que ser un adolescente cristiano es de las cosas más difíciles con las que me enfrento todos los días, día a día. Pero siempre el Señor ha estado conmigo y me ha ayudado a seguir adelante. Y ahora estoy lista para dar este siguiente paso de obediencia y no solo honrar a Dios con ellos, sino también a la congregación. Luisa Hidalgo.
Luisa María. ¿Has creído en el Señor Jesucristo como tu único y suficiente Salvador? Por tu profesión de fe, yo te bautizo en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
At this time, we'll close with a song and dismiss with prayer. Thank the Lord for each and every one of these youngsters who have shown us, have witnessed the salvation of the Lord in their lives by going through the waters of baptism. It was wonderful. Let's turn as we close the meeting to number 116.
Vamos a ir al himno número 216.
And I'll ask you to stand for this.
Me gustaría que nos paráramos, pusiéramos de pie para esta.
View and sing songs of praise and adoration. We thank you for these young people who have been baptized and have given witness to the fact that they have been born again through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, now as we leave this place, we ask for your blessing, and we pray that you would take us to our homes in safety, for we ask it in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.